Hello, this is Lincoln, reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Starting at the top of the page, Cooling Centers Established in County, by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. As the summer heat climbs, local officials are urging people of cooling centers locations in the county. There are 7 communities with at least 1 designated cooling center, according to information from Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency Director Scott Anderson. The cooling centers will operate during the normal business hours of each site. They are Ashcom Coliseum, Shabans Community Building, Cisna Park, Village Hall, Gilman City Hall, and Iroquois West CUSD number 10, Milford Community Center with City Hall, within City Hall, and Milford Christian Church, Sheldon Public Library, Watseka Public Library, Walmart, Trinity Church, Iroquois County, CUSD, number 9, Administration Office. Anderson said in a press release, it is strongly encouraged that anyone seeking heat-related relief within one of these facilities call to confirm the ability to provide service prior to leaving for the cooling center location. That way, you can be certain you can receive the needed relief. Anderson also asks residents to check on each other. Iroquois County residents are encouraged to ensure their senior relatives, friends, and neighbors, and others whose health may be affected by extreme heat are safe during high-temperature days. Churches and other organized groups are also asked to check in on the well-being of their members. 6th Little Miss Iroquois County pageant set for July 14th. The Iroquois County Fair Queen pageant will be hosting the 6th annual Little Miss Iroquois County pageant at the Iroquois County Fair. According to information from the pageant committee, the pageant will be in conjunction with the Miss pageant at 7 p.m. July 14th. There are 15 little girls from Iroquois County that will be vying for the title of Little Miss Iroquois County Fair Queen, currently held by Tinley Rust. Tinley Rust is the daughter of Cody and Kelly Rust of Loda. The public is invited to attend the Iroquois County Fair Queen pageant, where a new Miss and Little Miss will be named. The 15 contestants are Cambry Medina, Ella Bruns, Ava Corriveau, Stella Ari, Blake Vallandingham, Millie Charles, Lucy Anderson, Cambry Kaufman, Kennedy Shade, Retley Vaughn, Kenley Kuntz, Layla Pierce, Tegan Schroeder, Layla Hooper, and Emery Lano. Students earn awards at Crescent City Grade School, by Kim Rabe for the Times Republic. Several Crescent City Grade School students were the recipients of special awards given by their teachers on the last day of school, which was May 29th. Heather Johnson presented her kindergartners with the following awards. The Starburst Award went to Maverick Miracle for always bursting with excitement to be at school. The Skittles Award went to Edern Yasaka for her creative artistic abilities. Quentin Lemeniger received the Jolly Rancher Award for being the one who loves to tell a good joke. And the Hershey Bar Award went to Gideon Keller for the one who was the sweetest, kindest, and most caring. Other kindergartners and their awards were Camille Charles received the Mentos Award for excelling at mentoring her fellow students. Carolyn Lemeniger was the recipient of the Milky Way Award for being the one whose progress was out of this world this year. The Sweet Tarts Award went to Analia Meadows for always being so sweet to her friends. And the Snickers Award went to Dylan Ward for his overly contagious smile and giggle. The first grade awards were handed out by teacher Stephanie Rippey, who presented each student with a certificate and special gift. The So Silly Award went to Dawson Keller because he makes everyone laugh and smile, and because he is special and silly, his gift was Silly String. The Participation Award went to Max Moeller for always jumping in with an answer or thoughtful comment, and his gift was a jump rope. Also for first grade, the Most Bubbly Award went to Emma Brown because she was always there to keep everyone smiling, and she received some bubble bath. Cambry Medina received the Handy Helper Award for always being there to lend a hand to someone, and her gift was a snap hand. The Most Creative Award went to Myla Cox because creativity flows from her, and her special gift was spray chalk. The Glowing Example Award was received by Ava Corrivo for setting a great example for her friends, and she received glow bracelets. First grader Layla Hooper received Slime with her Fun and Flexible Award, which was for going with the flow and knowing when to have fun. Layla Pierce received Sweet Tarts with her Oh So Sweet Award, which was given to her for being so sweet and kind. Jed Coleman received the Sunshine Award, along with star-shaped sunglasses, because wherever he goes, sunshine and happiness follow. Recipient of the Fantastic Friend Award was Knox Gregory for being a friend to everyone in the class. He received friendship bracelets. Tanya Wengert, who retires at the end of the current school year, presented her final awards to her fourth graders. Her accelerated reader program requires students to read chapter books, not graphic novels, and they must be at their grade level. First place went to Jude Meadows with 86.3 points, and second to Quentin Bull with 69.2 points. Those receiving more than 30 points for the year were Vaughn Butzo with 52.8 points, Hollis Puchel with 41.8 points, and Avery Rippey with 45 points. Earning straight A's in social studies for the year were Hollis Puchel, Jude Meadows, Vaughn Butzo, Quentin Bull, and Marley Keller. Receiving A's and B's for the year in social studies were Avery Rippey, Oakley Cahoe, and Charlotte Cox. In science, Jude Meadows and Hollis Puchel earned straight A's for the year, with Quentin Bull and Vaughn Butzo earning A's and B's all year. Earning A's and B's for the year in reading was Quentin Bull, Jude Meadows, and Hollis Puchel, with Vaughn Butzo and Marley Keller receiving straight B's for the year. In English, Hollis Puchel earned straight A's all year. Earning A's and B's were Quentin Bull, Charlotte Cox, and Vaughn Butzo, and receiving straight B's for the year were Jude Meadows and Marley Keller. Hollis Puchel earned straight A's for the year in math. Marley Keller, Quentin Bull, Vaughn Butzo, and Jude Meadows received all A's and B's for the year, and Charlotte Cox earned straight B's for the year. IMH Hospice receives support from United Fund of Ash Grove, Fountain Creek, Pigeon Grove Townships, Watsika. Iroquois Memorial Hospital's hospice has received a $1,900 gift from the United Fund of Ash Grove, Fountain Creek, and Pigeon Grove Townships following the conclusion of the organization's 2026 fund drive. According to information provided, the gift was presented in a May 26th letter to Iroquois Memorial Hospice on behalf of the United Fund Committee and the residents of Ash Grove, Fountain Creek, and Pigeon Grove Townships. The United Fund of Ash Grove, Fountain Creek, and Pigeon Grove Townships is a local community-supported fund drive that helps direct charitable giving back to organizations serving residents of the Cisna Park area townships. Through gifts from community members, the United Fund Committee supports local needs and services, including education, health care, and other programs that benefit area families. The gift is hand-selected by the United Fund Committee. And IMH Hospice has received this support several times in recent years. Since IMH Hospice's inception 30 years ago, the program has used community support to help meet patient and family needs that may not be covered by insurance or other funding sources. Examples include customized equipment, assistance for uninsured or underinsured patients, sheets, toiletries, specialized medications, and memorial roses for funeral services. We are deeply grateful to the United Fund of Ash Grove, Fountain Creek, and Pigeon Grove Townships for its continued generosity and commitment to local hospice patients and families, said Mallory Redeker, RN, clinical educator, coordinator for Iroquois Memorial Hospice. This support allows IMH Hospice to respond to needs that fall outside traditional coverage while helping patients receive comfort, dignity, and compassionate care. IMH Hospice began caring for patients February 14, 1996, and continues to provide local, not-for-profit hospice care for area families. The program helps patients and loved ones navigate end-of-life care with comfort, dignity, and support while remaining rooted in the communities it serves. IMH Hospice will host its annual hospice brunch November 1st, 2026, to raise additional funds for patient needs. Proceeds from the event will support the same types of patient-centered needs funded through community gifts, helping IMH Hospice continue providing individualized support for patients and families facing serious illness and end-of-life care. More information about the brunch will be announced closer to the event. IDNR awards grants to 73 volunteer fire departments across Illinois, Dateline Springfield. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has awarded $495,000 in federal grants to 73 volunteer fire departments across the state to help with purchasing new equipment or paying for fire training. Two Iroquois County volunteer fire departments, Cisna Park Fire Protection District and Woodland Fire Protection District, were among the recipients. Cisna Park's award was $10,000 and Woodland's is $5,459.19. The Volunteer Fire Capacity Grant Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service. The program provides matching funds to aid fire departments in the purchase of new equipment and helps fund training. Funding is passed through IDNR to local fire departments and fire training academies. The 73 grantees provide fire protection to about 250,000 Illinois residents, primarily in rural areas of Illinois. IDNR is pleased to support fire protection districts that are necessary to protecting lives and property in some of the most underserved areas of Illinois, said IDNR Director Natalie Phelps Finney. These grants will fund critical equipment and training resources for rural communities throughout the state. The VFC grant program, formerly the Volunteer Fire Association program, reimburses 50% of the recipient's project cost up to $10,000. Grant recipients must make the initial financial outlay for the projects before being reimbursed. In 2025, the program awarded $322,893 for 48 Illinois projects. The types of projects that have been funded under previous grants include radios, hoses, self-contained breathing apparatus, turnout gear, wildland personal protective equipment, hand tools, chainsaws, backpack blowers, modifying federal excess vehicles and equipment, and other equipment. Volunteer firefighters and rural fire protection districts are essential to keeping our communities safe, said State Senator Chris Balkema, Republican of Shanahan. In many small towns and rural areas, these departments are made up of neighbors who step up to serve and protect others, often with limited resources. These grants will help provide critical equipment and support to first responders. First responders can continue doing their jobs safely and effectively. I'm grateful to see these investments coming back to the communities of the 3rd District. The 53rd District. No matter what Illinois community our residents call home, their safety matters and they deserve access to reliable emergency fire services, said State Senator Napoleon Harris III, Democrat of Harvey. These grants will help fire departments buy the equipment and resources they need to keep residents safe. Additional information about grant requirements and opportunities can be found on the IDNR Grants website and the Illinois Catalog of State Financial Assistance. And now the obituaries. Gloria J. Fritsch, 79, of Wellington, passed away on Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2026, at Heritage Health in Hoopston. She was born on June 25, 1946, in Watseka, a daughter of William and Helen Schuff Henry. She married Louis J. Fritsch Sr. on October 10, 1964, in Milford, and he preceded her in death on July 8, 2019, in addition to her parents and one brother, Patrick Henry. She is survived by two daughters, Pamela Pete Ellsworth of Clinton and Cynthia Pete Neal of Hoopston, one son, Louis Jim Jeannie Fritsch Jr. of Milford, one sister, Judith John Sheridan of Milford, nine grandchildren and eight great-grandchildren. Gloria owned and operated the Coffee Corner in Wellington for over 35 years. A graveside service for both Louis and Gloria will be held at 11 a.m. on July 8, 2026 at Maple Grove Cemetery in Milford, with an intimate dinner following. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Arrangements are by the Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. Please share a memory of Gloria at knappfuneralhomes.com. Jean Allen Schomburg. 74, passed away on June 2nd, 2026, in Sheldon, Illinois, born on October 6th, 1951. Gene leaves behind a legacy cherished by his family and friends. Gene is survived by his loving wife, Debbie Harrer Schomburg, sons Eric Schomburg and Adam Jessica Schomburg, daughter Amy Schomburg Gillis, grandchildren Marcus Misha Schomburg, Alyssa, Jimmy, Sapienza, Lixie, Chris Schomburg, Clayton, Ariel Schomburg, Tristan, Vaughn, Kara, Ty, Clark, Taylor, Jeremiah, Lowe, Henry, Gene, and Adam Schomburg. He was also a proud great-grandfather to Leah, Olive, Benji, Nola, Dawson, Finley, Dalen, Lincoln, and Judith. Gene is further survived by several nieces and nephews and his sister Sylvia Schomburg Clark. He was preceded in death by his brother, Robert J. Sister Elaine Schomburg Hubbard, and parents Robert and Elva Lade Schomburg. A celebration of life will be held at noon at Porky Barn in Watsika on July 11th, with a benefit following at 4 p.m. Gene's life will be honored among friends, family, and all who knew him. Iroquois County Sheriff's Police reports. On June 1st, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Denise A. White, aged 36, of Danville. According to police reports, White was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant, charging her with possession of a controlled substance. White was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where she was released with a notice to appear. On June 2nd, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Christopher Gregory, age 52, of Milford. According to police reports, Gregory was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant, charging him with driving while license revoked. Gregory was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On June 2nd, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Troy Genzel, age 60, of Buckley. According to police reports, Genzel was charged with driving while license revoked. Genzel was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On June 4th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Margaret Casillo, age 57, of Watsika. According to police reports, Casillo was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant, charging her with contempt of court and driving while license suspended. Casillo was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where she was released with a notice to appear. On June 5th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Randall Camp, age 61, of Buckley. According to police reports, Camp was charged with domestic battery. Camp was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released later with a notice to appear. On June 7th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Ernesto Guzman Luca, age 21, of Kankakee. According to police reports, Guzman Luca was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant, charging him with fleeing and eluding. Guzman Luca was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released with a notice to appear. On June 7th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Joseph D. Riggio, age 39, of Bradley. According to police reports, Riggio was charged with possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon. Riggio was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released with a notice to appear. On June 7th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Dustin W. Lundberg, age 43, of Milford. According to police reports, Lundberg was charged with burglary to a building and theft over $500. Lundberg was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he remains. On June 7th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Randy M. Hawkins, age 63, of Chicago. According to police reports, Hawkins was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant charging him with driving under the influence of alcohol. Hawkins was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he remains. Watseka Police Reports. On May 16th at 10:53 p.m., Watseka Police conducted a traffic stop at the intersection of East Walnut Street and North 7th Street. According to police reports, Ramandeep Singh, 32, of Watseka, was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Singh was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On May 29th at 5:50 p.m., Watseka Police conducted a warrant check in the 500 block of West Walnut Street. According to police reports, David L. Baker, 44, of Watseka, was arrested on an outstanding Vermilion County warrant. Baker was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On May 29th at 10:18 p.m., the Watseka Police conducted a warrant check in the 700 block of West Walnut Street. According to police reports, Billy J. Stevens, 46, of Watseka, was arrested on an outstanding Vermilion County warrant. Stevens was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On May 31st at 9:11 p.m., the Watseka Police was dispatched to the 300 block of North 3rd Street for a domestic. According to police reports, Hayden A. Schroeder, 21, of Watseka, was arrested for aggravated domestic battery. Schroeder was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On June 1st, at 8:19 a.m., Watseka Police was dispatched to the 600 block of North Clarence Avenue for a battery. According to police reports, James M. Davis, 64, of Watseka, was arrested for battery. Davis was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On June 2nd at 3:36 p.m., Watseka Police was dispatched to the 2100 block of East Raymond Road for criminal damage to property. According to police reports, Bobby J. Perez Gutierrez, 39, of Watseka, was arrested for criminal damage to property and possession of stolen property. Perez Gutierrez was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On June 4th, at 1:03 p.m., Watseka Police conducted a warrant check in the 1000 block of East Walnut Street. According to police reports, Tony G. Warman, 38, of Watseka, was arrested for an outstanding Clark County warrant. Warman was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On June 6th at 11:37 p.m., Watseka Police were dispatched to the 800 block of East Locust Street for a domestic. According to police reports, Eric S. Edwards, 56, of Watseka, was arrested for aggravated domestic battery. Edwards was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. Iroquois County election judges needed. Iroquois County Clerk Brian B. Suver announced this week that she is looking for Republican and Democratic election judges to be commissioned for a 2-year term and would work in their polling place on Election Day. According to information from Suver, election judges are responsible for opening and closing the polling place, for all voting materials, ensuring all votes are cast in secret, instructing voters, offering assistance to disabled voters, maintaining order at the polling place, etc. Election judges that attend training are paid $185 per day, plus an additional $15 for attending training. For additional information or to express interest in being an election judge, please call the County Clerk's Office, 815-432-6960, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. This is Lincoln, and I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Have a fabulous day.